Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Any remaining Connecticut public schools that are still open amid the spread of the coronavirus pandemic must close beginning tomorrow, according to the governor. The announcement made yesterday came after most of Connecticut districts, including Waterbury, Torrington, Hartford, Stamford, New Haven, and Region 1, already ordered schools to close for 2 weeks or longer. Lamont's order brings Connecticut in line with many states that have ordered schools shut down due to the pandemic. Most other Western Connecticut school districts announced they would close for varying lengths of time over the past week. Six more people were confirmed to have the virus on Saturday, including a fourth from Litchfield County, according to Lamont, bringing the number of positive cases in the state to 26. The executive order Lamont signed Sunday forces public schools to close beginning Tuesday at least through March 31st. The governor said an online education program is being developed and meals will still be available for students who receive them at schools through assistance programs. Schools in Massachusetts will also close for at least 3 weeks and all gatherings of more than 25 people banned in the latest attempt to arrest the speed of the coronavirus, according to the governor. The governor also ordered that all dining in restaurants and bars to close for 3 weeks. They will have takeaway and delivery services not affected by the rules, nor will grocery stores or pharmacies. A story by Heather Bellow from the Berkshire Eagle this past weekend. A Great Barrington man who had been clinging to life for 7 days after being diagnosed with the coronavirus showed signs of improvement this weekend, according to relatives. Two of the man's family members who wished to remain anonymous told the Berkshire Eagle the man is in critical but stable condition in the intensive care unit at Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield as he tries to overcome the upper respiratory failure from COVID-19. The man, who is 70, is the first Great Barrington resident that tested positive for the virus and one of 9 cases in Berkshire County. It's unknown how he contracted the virus as he had not traveled abroad. The Department of Health and Human Services announced another upcoming action by Centers for Disease Control Prevention, providing over $7,000 funding to Connecticut in support of their response efforts to the coronavirus disease. That's COVID-19. Meanwhile, in Kent, insurance provider will not cover the workers' comp in case of viruses, from a story in this weekend's Republican American. Alan Gow, the former fire chief and current communications officer for Kent Volunteer Fire Department, asked First Selectman Jean Speck and her board to find out if the town's insurance provider would provide workers' compensation to coverage of volunteer emergency responders must self-quarantine due to exposure to the coronavirus. The insurance will not cover it. He asked the town to assist. I'm asking you to consider if workers' comp will not cover us during these 14 days. Or however many days that a member is in the line of duty, has an exposure and has to be self-quarantined, I would like you to be able to consider compensating at the workers' compensation rate due to illness or injury, according to Gals. Speck said CIRMA did get back to her and was told there would be no compensation because they were volunteers. Story by Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. The Canaan Board of Selectmen working with the tax collector to try to reduce the number of tax delinquents. The Board of Finance expressed concern at last month's meeting about overdue taxes nearing $1 million, asking the tax collector to come to the meeting to talk about the solutions. Jennifer Jackier came to the meeting and explained the process she employs. In the past few years, she's used the services of a state marshal to help in seeking back taxes. His fees are calculated above the taxes due, so there's no cost to the town. She noted that she previously used a collection agency, but that was not successful. She says she tries to work with the taxpayers to set up payments. New York State Police on Friday began ramping up patrols for drunk, impaired, and reckless driving for St. Patrick's Day. Police added DWI patrols as well as sobriety checkpoints and will also ticket distracted drivers who use handheld phones or other electronics while on the road. They'll also conduct details targeting underage drinking and unlawful sales of alcohol to minors during the campaign. Last year, state police made over 259 DWI arrests, issuing a total of 13,000 tickets statewide, 371 of them for distracted driving. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting today at 9 o'clock this morning at the central office. Salisbury Board of Education has a meeting at 5:30 in the cafeteria tonight in Millerton, New York. The regular board meeting, the 6 o'clock budget meeting, 7 o'clock is the business meeting. In Dover, New York, the regular planning board meeting will be held tonight at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The town of Northeast has a village board meeting that is set for 7 p.m. tonight. The office of Congresswoman Johanna Hayes will be at the Falls Village Public Library tomorrow at 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. If you have questions about immigration or need documentation from the VA, wondering how to apply for Medicare, Social Security, disability, or other federal programs, they are there to help. For more information, 860-223-8412. The North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education meeting is scheduled for Tuesday at 6:30. Learn it, grow it, eat it. Vegetable gardening for beginners. Want to grow fresh organic veggies right outside your kitchen door? There'll be a class for that. It's Tuesday evenings beginning March 17th through April 14th, 6:30 till 8:30 at the Arlington High School in LaGrangeville, New York. More information at 845-677-8223, extension 115. Tomorrow in Kent, the monthly meeting will be held of the Board of Finance at the second floor meeting room at 7 p.m. Also tomorrow in Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen meet at Town Hall at 7:30. Coming up on Wednesday in Cornwall, the Board of Education meets at the library at 4:15. Also Wednesday in Sharon, the Conservation Commission meets at Town Hall at 6:30. Still schedule a fundraiser, Plant and Sip. Plant one-of-a-kind terrarium, sip on tea and lemonade. It will benefit the Galapagos Island trip whenever it is held. This is being March 19th from 6 till 7 p.m. at the Hoosie Ag Ed Greenhouse. Check the high school to see if that is still on. Also coming up on the 19th, the Board of Finance in Cornwall meets at Town Hall at 7 o'clock, the Budget Workshop at Town Hall. In Sharon, on the 19th, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting beginning at 7 p.m. On Thursday, in Pine Plains, the Town Board has their next meeting at 7 p.m. In Ankrum, the Town Board meeting comes up on Thursday at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast has a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting on Thursday at 7:30. The Pine Plains FFA 29th Annual Toy Show and Auction for this Saturday has been put on hold. It is postponed. They will run it at a later date and let people know. The Art of Appliqué Quilt Exhibition opens March 21st at the Burke Hall Gallery at St. John in the Wilderness. More information at 518-329-0530. Our business brief is underwritten by Mortgages at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 23,185.62, the NASDAQ at 7874.88, and the S&P 500 at 2711.02. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.